Good morning, people of the wasteland. I am Inquisitor Foreman, and today, July 30th, I will be telling you about how that we're actually we finished the release project today instead of tomorrow. So lucky us, right? So get your official Brotherhood of Steel ration. So you can get lemonade now, water, aqua pura for some. You can get Nuka-Cola, Nuka-Cola cherry, grape, orange, victory. Still haven't found any quartz. We found dark. That's pretty much it. We actually only have about 20 bottles of quantum. So if you want to get yourself a bottle of Nuka-Cola quantum, go right ahead. So, anyways, so about the Alaskan Brotherhood of Steel. So, today, the people, we are having a strong bond with the NCR, the people of Michigan. We have restored a large area of the place around Travis City. We've restored the hospital, the police station, we restored a school so we can start educating people. We're starting to work on a suburban area so we can actually get like a protected area for new recruits and also civilians that want to have protection and whatnot from, you know, the actual wasteland. So that's what's going on. We're sending out more soldiers to the group out in Michigan by Traverse City. If you're in Traverse City and you're hearing my broadcast, head on over. All right, you'll be able to find some Brotherhood of Steel members rocking some T-60 power armor, maybe some T-51, some T-74. Heck, you might even find a T-45. So, enough about that. So, what's happening in California is we're kind of swapping, we're trading essentially with the NCR right now. Like, that we're giving them our money, they're giving us their money, so then people who do have NCR money can buy our products. That's instead of just having Alaskan Brotherhood of Steel money. So, if you have NCR money, and you want to get a ration, go right ahead. We're starting to accept that now. A whole newspaper press and whatnot, that's working just fine. We printed over 1,000 copies of our current news. Pretty much just me talking to you, except we typed it on paper. Lucky you, right? I don't know, I think listening is probably better, but, you know, there are some people who want to learn how to read, so if you want to learn how to read, go right ahead, read the newspaper. So, we are still accepting new recruits for the Alaskan Brotherhood of Steel. We're still trying to get a grip on the whole area, and we're still trying to unite the Brotherhood of Steel, not just have it under several leaders and whatnot. I mean, don't trust Forquin. Again, still a bastard. Still not a nice dude. Kind of an a-hole. You get the picture, right? Hopefully. Some person told me, they asked me if my name was Travis. Well, no, my name's Marcus Foreman. Marcus K. Foreman. I'm an Inquisitor for the Brotherhood of Steel. He told me to take grape mentats, but I had to tell him, I don't really take mentats. I mean, I know some Brotherhood of Steel members have taken Med-X and mentats, but for the most part, right, we try to keep the drug chem use under wraps. We try not to let that happen too much, you know? So, do what you want to do, right? So, if you want to take Great Mentats, Random Wastelander, go right ahead. I can't exactly change your mind. So, that's what's going on. So the whole Robco factory, we scavenged it, that one where we placed it under lockdown. Well, since the whole little virus things, well, obviously not there anymore, and we got it back. We scavenged it, and we found a bunch of old sentry bots. and a couple of Celtrons. I was wondering why they were there, but I guess they could be producing, and I guess, but... So right now, we're powering them up, we're giving them a Brotherhood of Steel paint job. And so that we're going to be having a Celtrons, Sanctuary Bots. We even found a couple Mr. Gutsies and Mr. Handys and Mrs. Handys. You know, those people, or those robots, I guess. So be sure, if you want to join up in the Brotherhood of Steel, join up. Go right ahead. Get some clean food, clean water, really a lack of radiation. The whole suburban area that we're making close to the Canadian border, where we're starting to set up a whole suburb. Excuse me. We finished about 10 houses, and we're still working on it, so... Right now, we mostly just have a fence, and then we're starting to build in a concrete wall. Oh, and then we're going to take down that fence, so then the concrete wall will be, like, our whole area, essentially. So, keep an eye out. If you want a nice ass home, go right out. I'm hoping someday we can get enough big enough presence that, you know, people would actually start taking us seriously. I mean, already we have people taking us seriously, but right now, a lot of people don't even know who we are. I kind of find that a little bit offensive. Nah, I'm just kidding. No, but it is a little bit annoying. And having a lot of people not know who you are and what you do and what you say than everyone heard of, it's a little bit sad. So, if you hear me talking... Be sure to have your friends listen to it, so I guess share it around. Or if you like it, well, then obviously you can write me a letter and whatnot. Just send it to the Alaskan Brotherhood of Steel. Just find a Alaskan Brotherhood of Steel group, and then you can pretty much just drop off a bunch of letters. And then I can read them. I could not, who knows. Heck, I doubt I'd even get those letters. But hey! Worth a try, right? So, be sure to share it with your friends, right? So, anyways, about today, we are sponsored once again by the Brotherhood of Steel. So, we actually have a message from High Elder Brody Haydens. He's not here personally, but he's written this down because right now he's out on patrol because he's actually a good leader. And he does stuff. He doesn't make all his little, you know, people do it for him. He does it with us. So, my name is Brody Haydens. Today, I'd like to talk to you about my Brotherhood of Steel. My Brotherhood of Steel is honorable. That's really all. Well, I try to keep everyone under wraps. Try to keep us together. Bring us together. What I want is to bring up this world. Bring it to its former glory. Bring peace. I'm tired of seeing dozens of people die every day just because some... a group of bastards just want a scrap of food. Work together. Fight together. Restore this dang country. This, if you want to go against us, that is an act of war. Well, anyway, so that's really all that's on his little letter here. So, I try to sound intimidating, you know. Well... I like Brody Haydens. I hope you do too. If you guys see us in action, well, then you'll know how professional we are at battle. I mean, most of us don't, hardly any of us actually really get killed. Unless we come across like a Deathclaw or super mutants or Gunners or Talon Company or 7th New Canadian Army. Those guys really are really the only people who can really get us killed. The rest of them are easy. We are sending out a group of Brotherhood of Steel members out to Boston. So, yes. We're going to be surveying the wreckage at Boston and of the Pridwin. So, if you're out in Boston, go find us. We'll be happy to help you with all your issues. I heard that's where the main area where you can find the Minutemen. We're good pals with them, or at least the ones in Michigan. We might be able to, you know, kind of get together. I heard that there's a dude named, believe his name is Preston Garvey. I've never heard of him really before until, like, this. I mean, this is just from our reconnaissance crew, so, like, our scribes. That's all I really got from that. So, it's cool, right? I mean, going out to the Pridwin, we're going to probably try to get supplies, if there is any. We're going to try to get all the Brotherhood of Steel holo tags and whatnot. So, this is, we heard about the Pridwin probably before the 20th. So, before July 20th. We probably heard it like a couple days beforehand, so it's still pretty fresh in our mind. But, Haydens does think that Maxon shouldn't have gone to Boston and whatnot because, you know, certain people in Boston are obviously better than others. And two, he thinks that he shouldn't have tried to take on the Institute, man. So, if you want, go visit Boston for me. I heard that there hasn't been any Brotherhood of Steel presence since 2287. So, I guess, try to go find them. If you want, go ahead. Go find them, man. If you can't find any Brotherhood of Steel members, pretty much, they're all good. We do have a rallying point at the Boston, Cambridge Police Station. I heard that's where they set up a while back, but that's where we set up a rallying point. And we have a team of scribes, and we have a couple paladins. And those guys are heading off to Boston. They're about 2 days into their trip, and they're getting close to, I think, Maine. So they're turning around and heading back. They actually went off course for a while, and right now, or somewhere or along the main area. And they're heading straight for Boston. So if you ever see these guys, chat with them. A lot of our people were kind of nice. We're not really too hostile with people from the wasteland. We try not to, so we don't scare off potential recruits. But if you do pose a threat, like if you run up with like your gun drawn, we will kind of look at you differently unless you don't have your gun. If you're an unarmed kid, obviously we're not going to be like, scram. No, we're going to be like, what's up, kid? We're going to be like, hey. And we might give you, you know, we might hand out some free rations. And I mean, a lot of times we try to give teams extra rations just so that if they find like people who are pleading for rations, we can give out a few, you know. So, we always give them, like, triple the amount of rations that they actually need. Well, if you want to go out and find them, go right ahead, man. Be my guest. Be my guest. You want to find us? Go right ahead. I know I keep saying go right ahead, but, like, I'm serious. It's a lot of times we're not going to really, like, treat you as a hostile unless as you have your gun out. And even then, it'll be kind of like trying to figure out why do you have your gun and out and you're pointing it at us. So, thank you. Thank you very much. I hope you all have a blessed day because, well, the Rat Relief Project is finished. And tomorrow, you should expect Michigan. Once we get to Boston, we'll have Boston And, you know, ready, we'll have Wisconsin, Ohio, we'll be dropping off in California, any of those states I just named. And if you can find a Brotherhood of Steel base, there's going to be a huge supply of rations. We made over 10,000 rations of various food assortments and drink assortments. We do provide medical care. We do provide boxes of medical items, as we have people who are producing stim packs, Rad Away, all that fun jazz, and Rad X. So if you're having some radiation issues, we can kind of help you out with that too. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you want to join, join. Again, blessed day. Hope you guys, you know, find us. Stay away from Forquin. He's really the only other elder I know. Anyways, have a blessed day.